And speaking of education, joining us here, David Coulter, Oakland County Executive, is Neil McKinnon, President of Central Michigan University. Sir, it's a pleasure to meet you and to see you and to have you on the program.
Thank you. Fire up chips.
Fire up chips is right. I have my honorary doctorate degree from Central Michigan University, thanks to Judge Fred Mester, who's one of your biggest supporters, but also one of your biggest supporters in his eighth year on your board, Edward J. Plowecki, Jr. from UHY on your on Central's board for, I think, 8 years. It might be his final term. He's a great guy coming out for you.
He really is, yeah, and he's all over the place. This is my first policy conference, so, you know, he's been really helpful just to show me, you know, who to meet and making connections, and that's what this is all about, right? We're kind of stuck here on the island together, but I have found it so valuable and certainly plan to be back again next year.
This is your first full academic year?
Yeah, I've been enrolled about a year and a half, yeah.
And the university, like so many other businesses, and universities certainly have faced some financial hardships, a sudden decline in international students. We know about that. But you're hopeful for the future of CMU.
I am, yeah. We have an enrollment growth plan that we've spent really the first year of my presidency really polishing and fine-tuning. This fall, we are projecting the largest year-over-year increase in domestic enrollment in 17 years. So, yeah, I'm confident that we're going to turn things around. We also have a big online presence in Oakland County and other areas as well. So, I'm very optimistic about our future.
And we mentioned CMU is not the only university in the state to experience a decrease in enrollment. But you know what you have is you have a very good faculty, staff, students, and your alumni really care deeply about CMU.
Oh my goodness, it kind of hit me before I actually officially became president. I was in the Atlanta airport wearing a top that had the Action Z on it, and the Delta gate agent comes over and says, you know, fire up chips. Turns out that, you know, he was a CMU grad for an entrepreneurship program. He used working Delta part-time as his side gig. He actually had a global marketing company,
so
he got free flights from that. So, yeah, it kind of hit me even before I became president. 250,000 alumni, about 80,000 actually in the Metro Detroit area. So. All over the country.
Any thoughts? I hate to throw you into the fire pit. David, you can weigh in on this if you'd like. I was stunned that President Kevin Guskowitz, he was scheduled to be on our show that day.
Oh, wow.
And we said, he's not coming? Why isn't he coming? What's going on? And he said, well, he's leaving. I went, wait a minute. Six presidents in 6 years.
Yeah.
And Michigan's had their problems, and Wayne State's had their problems. And what do you think's going on from your perspective?
Yeah, well, you know, there's 15 public universities in the state. I'm about halfway up in seniority, having been here 18 months.
That's good to know.
If I'm on your show again next year, I might be the most senior university president.
Goodness,
we'll see.
Gracious,
but, you know, on one hand, I would say, you know, they are increasingly complicated jobs, right? So you've got, just think of changes just in college athletics. Just alone, right? On top of that, obviously, you have board relations, you have alumni and donor relations, faculty. I have 11 unions, faculty and staff.
Oh boy.
So it's a pretty varied skill set. I do feel blessed with my board. I report, you mentioned Trustee Plowecki, I report to a board of eight. The president board relations are critical.
Very.
Very
critical.
We've seen
that at Michigan and Michigan
and
State.
And I'll come out and say that the boards at Michigan State, U of M, and Wayne State should also be appointed by the governor. It's embarrassing to me as a Spartan that trustees couldn't get along with a very talented president. We need to fix that. I support the efforts to make those appointed by the governor.
And we had Santa Ono at my university.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think he was fabulous.
Santa, and you mentioned, he's actually my personal mentor. He introduced me at my investiture. So we worked together at the University of Cincinnati.
Wow.
So I can speak both for Santa and Kevin.
And I hear great.
They're fantastic.
Our experience
people.
With Kevin was spectacular.
Yeah. Yes,
you know,
very much.
It's just
both
guys,
great individuals.
Thanks for being with us. David Coulter, Oakland County Executive. And we welcome Neil McKinnon, the president of Central Michigan University. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Enjoy the rest of your stay up here on the island at beautiful Grand Hotel. As we continue with our number two, Paul W. Smith in Focus. Stand by.